I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. The season for corporations to report their January to March results is upon us, and many will contain educated guesses about how the COVID economy will play out as the year wears on. Today, what's referred to as earnings season kicks off with the profits and losses at some very large banks, JP Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo. Pandemic notwithstanding, many big banks will try to keep paying their owners, stock investors, dividends, and many will make money by administering some of the economic stimulus plans that require lending to businesses. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
You might expect banks to stop paying dividends right now, but most banks started out strong this year. Christopher Marinac is director of research for Janney Montgomery Scott. He estimates that large and medium-sized banks will distribute almost $54 billion in dividends in 2020, about 9% more than last year. Marinac says banks could eliminate dividends as a PR move to show they're saving in a down economy, but
the challenge for most banks is that it becomes a who wants to go first and take bad medicine if they don't feel that they need to take bad medicine.
Marinac says the impact of the coronavirus crisis won't show up until the second quarter, and some firms will soften the blow with profits from administering federal stimulus programs. For example, BlackRock Financial Management will help the Federal Reserve run a bond buying program. But the Fed is sharply limiting BlackRock's fees and made the contract with BlackRock public. Bank watchdog groups like Better Markets like this approach. Dennis Kelleher is the nonprofit's CEO.
That stands in stark contrast to the Fed's behavior during the 2008-2009 financial crash, when the Fed disclosed almost nothing.
Banks will also profit from the Federal Paycheck Protection Program, those small business loans meant to prevent layoffs. But Myra Rodriguez-Valladares, managing principal of MRV Associates, says community banks may be better at getting those loans out the door than the big guys.
They don't have huge staffs. They don't have a lot of red tape. Community banks, their specialty is indeed taking deposits and lending.
She says for the Paycheck Protection Program, regulators temporarily loosened rules on how much money banks have to keep in reserve to cover bad loans. And banks are already lobbying to make those changes permanent. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.